Hello, everybody. I am Tony Shaw, and I'm alongside Christopher, better known as Topher Steele.
Hi.
See, that was our introduction. We actually wanted the drum beat and songs and music, but I felt like was enough to get us started.
Okay. I think we could do more.
We could do more?
We could do more.
Okay. I guess we need to get some feedback on figuring out.
Yeah, the intro situation.
We need to vote on what's better, my drum beat or some type of song.
Well, actually, honestly, we haven't even heard what that sounds like. That
it
could sound terrible.
Good. I think it sounds good.
It might. It probably doesn't.
Well, anyway, we are here today to discuss our programs. And what programs are that, Topher?
That'd be Agile Health Services and KP Counseling Services.
Which is better known as Peers in Recovery. Now, we have to remember that we know that there are peers in recovery. They're kind of like counselors or people that's in recovery that helps their peers. But we are not necessarily that peers in recovery. So, our peers in recovery is basically two programs working together side by side, helping members of the community.
Yeah.
Was that a good enough
definition? Yeah, that was good. That was good. So. Yeah. I like that.
I think I studied a little bit, but that's fine.
Well, the other thing, with the thing you were talking about, though, that's a whole other established thing, right? That was the guy that you met?
Correct.
Yeah.
One of the guys that I met at the Circuit Courthouse, he's the head of probation and parole downtown. He said he was one of the guys that actually started it years ago, which I was kind of honored to meet because peers in recovery is a very, very important part of recovery. Sometimes it's a way to have someone who's been where you are at that moment and you have somebody to motivate you through the recovery process, which is difficult for a lot of people. And that's why the existence of KP and EJAL are here, which is to help the community fight the struggle, the battle, and recovery of addiction. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
That was very well said.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty. Although I can't tell if it's picking all that up because you have a
sexy voice.
Yeah. It doesn't register sexy on here. That's why mine is clear.
Right.
And yours is very low.
I wonder, does it have something to do with the, my English teacher? Because I used to doze off in my English class.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll just play, because we're just testing it now, right?
Correct.
But if it sounds good, this is it.
Hey, why not? So, EJAL Health Services is a methadone clinic located in Glen Burnie, Maryland, off of Ritchie Highway. Is it Crane Highway?
Ritchie
Highway. What is the correct address?
7229 Ritchie Highway.
Well, we are actually a methadone clinic that serves the community in the surrounding areas of Glen Burnie. Actually, it really doesn't matter where you're located. We will serve you. We've probably been around for 9-10 years.
What, EJAL?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. We've been at this location.
We've been here for, I think we moved over here in 2012. So okay. We've been here for 6 years.
So how long has EJAL actually
been EJAL around? Itself has been around for a lot longer.
A lot longer.
1996.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. And Natalie's been here the whole time.
Anyway, when we get into our staff members, Natalie is actually a staff member who we all love and treasure dearly.
Oh, yeah, Natalie's the best.
Excellent service here at EJAL.
Yeah.
But yes, EJAL Health Services has been around for a long time.
Yeah, 22 years if you do the math.
Wow, I wasn't good at math.
It's okay. So, God, what was I doing in 96? I was 10.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really want to discuss what I was doing in 1996.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Nonetheless, I am the clinical supervisor here. And again, my name is Tony Shaw. So I have been here maybe
You've been here a couple months less than me. So is it? Didn't you just figure out November?
The 1st of December.
Okay, so then December 1st will be 8 years.
8 years, wow.
Yeah.
And this is 2018, so I've been here since 2010.
Yeah.
I still remember my first client, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, he actually successfully completed the program.
So now you're just using the podcast to brag?
Yeah. Well, no, but you know, I don't take responsibility for anybody to complete or anybody that actually continues to struggle.
Right.
So, you know, it's their journey, and we do our best to try to assist them through that journey. And I think EJL has been doing an excellent job with the staff that they have. And I think that we have a very, very good staff here at EJL. And we welcome people to actually come to EJL. And I know we're bragging on EJL, but we also have KP Counseling. Do you want to share what KP Counseling is?
Yeah, sure. KP Counseling was created by Kim Singleton and Panina Barber. Kim's title is what? Program director?
Program director and clinical supervisor.
So at EJL, she's the program director.
Right.
And then KP, she is the owner / program director / clinical director. And then Panina is Doc's daughter, who is the, I don't know what her title is. What's her title at EJL?
Can I say jack of all trades?
You can.
That's like somebody you does did. Like everything?
Right. Okay. And owner.
An owner.
Yeah. Okay. So in 2015, I believe it was, they came together and created KP so that they could offer more services than what EJL can offer, which would be the intensive outpatient, the DUI education classes.
More intense individual sessions as well.
Yeah.
DUI, DWIs, education as well as treatment.
Yep. And now the Suboxone program.
And the Suboxone program, correct. And we are also recognized by MVA. So if any people who have issues with MVA, they do recognize us as a certified program because we are certified under JUCO.
Yeah.
As far as KP and COF and a couple other recognized bodies.
Yeah. A lot of people. There's, I can't remember how many places or EJL operates under.
Right.
But definitely, I know the big one is CARF.
Yeah, considering almost audits.
Yeah.
But we always do well on them.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
You can see my nice thumbs up on that.
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah. Just close your eyes and imagine Tony with his thumbs up.
Yeah, so they are the two programs. And also, again, we located in Glen Burnie, Maryland, which is KP as well as EJL Health Services. I'm not too familiar with the bus services, but I know that the 71 actually comes in this area. We also have the light rail, which is Cromwell Bridge Station. That's actually like a 5-minute walk or 10-minute walk from here at the most. We located in like maybe 10 minutes away from the MVA on...
Not even, I'd say...
Five minutes away. Yeah. So we located in an area where it's not difficult to find and accessible by bus routes, depending on where you're coming from and where are you. And again, we have the light rail that's accessible to a lot of people with different communities.
Plus, a lot of people come here with the MA transportations.
If you do have to actually catch the MVA, the light rail, and have to walk, we also provide private parking in the rear of the building. So there are many different ways that you can actually reach us. And we're also, Topher, what times and days are we open?
We're open Monday through Friday, 5 to 5:30 for early workers, 5:30 to 11 for everybody. And then on Saturdays, we're open from 6 to 9.
So typically, we open usually 6 days a week from 5:15 in the morning. Like Topher was saying, you're on a workers list, you got to get special permission. Or something on the letter here saying you have to be here early. We usually work out arrangements for anybody. And long as you schedule your individual sessions inside the program to meet your counselor for that session, because that's important. We try to get away from the typical, stereotypical, so-called methadone clinic where they make the assumption that it's gas and go. With all our certified and licensed counselors and therapists at our location, we actually provide counseling sessions. So should I say unfortunately or fortunately, this is not a gas and go program.
I think fortunately.
Fortunately, yes. Because we have counselors that care.
Yeah.
And that's what's important for us, is to actually help manage people get their lives back. And CBT and statistics, and I don't have statistics on hand, but when you're treating an opiate addiction along with CBT, it's a higher probability for success of abstinence for that person. That makes sense?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, it does. CBT is important.
Right, and what is CBT?
Cognitive behavioral therapy. It's important. And we have different methods. So that's something that, you know, depending on which counselor you have, use different techniques.
Yeah, everybody's got a different style.
Correct. But we also want to briefly talk about payment. We take medical assistance.
Yeah. And cash.
And cash. Have you started taking private insurance yet?
Not yet. It's a little more complicated to take private insurance. I know that a couple people are looking into it. I'm not sure where they are in all of that. But it's a small possibility in the future. KP might be taking it soon because they're a smaller company and it's a little bit easier to manage.
Okay.
Which, by the way, we got to talk about the hours of KP.
Okay.
So KP is open pretty much Monday through Friday, 11 until, I think the latest a group runs is until 9. Either 8 or 9. Jeff has a late one. He's got one that's like 7.
Is that the IOP group, right?
The later group is the level 1. Right now there are two IOP groups running. One is Jeff's from 12 until 3, and then Johnny's is 3 to 6.
Okay.
And then they have level 1 and DUI groups like throughout the week.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's it, I'm all right. And did we also mention that we do take walk-in?
No. KP can take walk-ins. EJL can take walk-ins. EJL has a specific time for walk-ins, though. It's 6 to 8, okay. I think, in the morning, Monday through Friday. Everything else with EJL and KP both would need to be scheduled by calling the intake line or the company line, I guess.
Cool. So now we can discuss the staff. That's an EGL. We're going to focus on EGL first, and then we can get in KP. So about how many staff members do we have?
It's about 30.
It's about 30?
Yeah, I think so.
So we have a finance department,
yep.
A nursing department,
yep.
Counseling department,
yep.
And we have reviewing tech department.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Sure. Okay. Well, there's management, and then the doctors.
Then the doctors.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have...
We're going to name them all?
No, we got the program director, clinical supervisor.
Yeah.
And then we have the nursing staff.
Yeah, nurses.
And Ken.
Yeah.
What is Ken title?
Operation manager.
Okay, that's cool. How many doctors we have on staff?
Two.
As far as EJL?
Two.
Okay.
Dr. Flemenbaum and Dr. Ruffin.
We have a beautiful nursing staff.
Yeah.
We have a good nursing staff that's actually, what's the word? They have empathy, compassion for the clients. I think they have beautiful relationships with the clients.
Yeah, they have a very good rapport with the clients.
So usually you'll see, depending on, because this levels, anyone is not aware of a methadone clinic, after a certain period of time of negatives or being compliant with the program, you actually earn take-homes. So that means that the nursing staff might see people on a daily basis, Monday through Saturday, then some they might only see once a week, which is be level 6, and some people they might see twice a month, which is level 13, and some of the nurses might see a client only once a month, which is level 27. But the interactions that the nurses have with the clients, I think, is just a beautiful interaction because they care.
Yeah.
So, and we have the two doctors on staff, which is one is the owner, Mr. Fleming Baum, and then we have the medical director, which is Dr. Ruffin. How long Dr. Ruffin been here?
I want to say 2 years.
Or 2 years?
Has it been 2 years? Year and a half? 2 years?
I don't know, but...
Year and a half?
I can tell you this. I have been in this field for a while, and I come across a plethora of doctors, if that was a word that you use.
Sure.
But her interactions, man, that's what you call a doctor, the kid. Because you know some doctors don't have bedside manners. And just to have a doctor that actually talked to you like she cared and actually make eye contact with you and want a response from you and not basically dictating what you should do.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask for anything else, anything more in a methadone clinic to actually have a doctor.
Plus, she doesn't pull any punches.
No.
She'll just tell you how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Ruffin's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
She's going to be on the show at some point.
Yeah, we're going to have people just knocking at the door, and we're going to put them on. And that's cool. So, a methadone clinic is a typical clinic that, like I said in the beginning, that you would come in daily, 60 days. After 60 days with two negative urines, you earn a level 2 take-home status where you'll only be coming 5 days out of the week, right?
Yeah, you get your weekends.
Right. And then you'll move up each time. We can get into the phases later.
Yeah.
But in order for you to actually get into a methadone clinic, you have to have demonstrated, you know, a history of at least trying to get into a program somewhere else. And, you know, we got Jeff, our intake coordinator. He's been doing that for a while now, and I think he's an excellent intake coordinator. So we have, how many counselors do we have?
Counselors, I think we have 11. Or it depends on if you're counting.
Because you're not you technically a counselor, are you?
No, I'm a counselor. Oh, are you? Everybody forgets I'm a counselor, but I'm a counselor.
Yeah, Tofa is still a counselor.
I got a couple clients. They're listening, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe. Probably not.
So along with the individual session, I know I was just talking about the phases that you will earn. That will also determine how often you will see your counselor. That's also an important part of the cycle or the program, is how often you see your counselor. Depending on where you are in your recovery, some clients want to see their counselors more often, and that's okay. We have no issue with that. It's nothing wrong with actually seeing your counselor when you have certain issues, so the counselor can help you work through them, and that's what we're here for.
I have a client that has a month earned, but she only gets a week because she likes the routine of coming in every week. So, I mean, it's up to the client, basically.
Right. Yeah. So I got off topic a minute, and we was discussing the doctors, the nursing staff, the counseling staff, the finance department. And if you have any issues or any questions, feel free to just pick up the phone and call us at TOFA.
410-761-3686 is EGEL's main line. Or if you need KP, you would call 410-320-9967. And that would go directly to Michelle, who can address any concerns that you guys would have for KP. And EGEL, I guess, would just go to the front desk, right? Unless it's after hours.
Yeah. And also, we actually have a webpage up that if you kind of curious and you're a little shy and don't want to call, that you can actually get some information off. What's the website?
www.egelhealth.com. And KP's is www.kpcounselingservices.org. That one's a little bit unfinished. EGEL has a lot of information about EGEL on it. KP is kind of still in the works. We're trying to get everything sorted out for that one. But both of them have at least contact stuff. There's a form that you can fill out that you can contact us through that, and it'll directly email us if you're a millennial like me and you don't like the phone. You can just email us, and then we'll respond from the email to you and then follow up with a phone call.
So look, I don't want to get too far ahead of me, but briefly, Tova, since you know more about me, what's going on with the new location? Because we do have a new location of KP coming soon. Where is it at? It's in Hamden, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. So the lease started 4 days ago. As of this morning. Anyone in the Hamden area, or anyone that just wants to go to Hamden, all of KP services will be offered at Hamden's location. I'm not sure how long it's going to take for everything to get set up. I mean, Kim is still buying furniture and stuff at this point.
Okay.
But definitely, I created a page for KP Hamden on KP's website, so if you're interested, just check there, and there'll be updates as we get them.
Cool. Yeah, I've been hearing a little chit-chat. I actually been ear hustling. So, you know, when you ear hustle, you know, you find out things you probably don't supposed to know. But now that you know them, you got to bring it to the light.
Right, right.
And yeah.
It's hard for me not to ear hustle with my giant ears.
Yeah, he right. You can only picture his giant ears.
It's like Dumbo over here.
Yeah. But anyway, do we know a tentative date when it's going to open? Because that's definitely going to be a good thing in the neighborhood.
I guess it's just going to depend on how long it takes to get the inside set up.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
We can keep everybody posted on the next podcast. Because this is going to be a starting thing. We want to keep everybody informed of what's going on with KP and EJL Health Services. But we're going to summarize and close this up with, let's start with, if you want to start the program, what would be the first thing you would do to get started with KP or EJL Health Services?
I guess the first thing would be to either check either the Facebook pages or the websites for contact information, and then contact us and set up an intake or assessment date, and then from there you just come that day and you start the program.
And remember, if anybody have any question, please feel free to call us. And feel free not only to just call us, how else can they get in contact? Because I know you mentioned something about Facebook. Can't they contact us on Facebook?
Yeah, if you have any questions, or if you want any intake information, or if you just have any questions in general about the program, or you need anything, you can message either of the Facebook pages. The EJL one goes directly to me, and I'll respond as quick as I can. And the KP one, I believe, goes right to Kim, and she can respond as quickly as she can.
And again, my name is Tony Shaw, and I'm the clinical supervisor here at EJL Health Services, along with
Christopher, or most people know me as Topher Steele, and I don't know what you want to call me.
Well,
counselor.
I usually call him a bunch of names when he's not around, but that's for a later podcast. But thank you for tuning in, because it's. Yeah. They can't see me?
No, they can't see you.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, I'm making sure they can't see you. I promise.
Yeah, so, thank you, everyone. And again, KP Counseling at EJL Health Services. And looking forward to seeing you guys very soon, or contacting us. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.